learners, it's 2021, the year of execution. In order to execute, we have to have information. And the number one place to get the information, EYL University. Shadi, tell them what we bring in.
Yes, EYL University has been reloaded. We already have 100 past webinars. We already have weekly webinars. We already have our private investment group on Facebook. We already have monthly financial planning calls. We already have bi-weekly real estate calls. But what has been added to EYL University this year is access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, which walks you through the home buying process from A to Z. And what also has been added, breaking news alert, everybody always asks to be in our group chat.
How do I get in there?
And when we talk about all the investment plays that we are making, we are going to have investment calls, group chat calls with me, Troy, and the whole team, and walk you through our plays that we're making and give you insight into our portfolios. All of that for 75% off. That's right. We are doing a blowout sale, 75% off for a limited time only. Go to EYLUniversity.com right now and sign up.
See you on the other side.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice. Make sure you have your notepads ready, but more importantly, make sure you're ready to execute on the information.
First, I want to give a stock that I'm looking at, well, an ETF that I was looking at. And it's just randomly hitting today. We're in Miami, like I said, New York. We're supposed to leave today, but it's a blizzard in New York. So our flights got canceled. So we're in Miami for a couple of days. So didn't really have too much to do today. So I was just catching up on old emails, catching up on some work, catching up on some text messages that, you know, been back logged on. And I'm watching CNBC. Saw Ja Rule on there. Shout out to Ja. And, one of the things about, you know, being an entrepreneur and working for yourself and being on your own time is that you have time to think. One of the greatest things that most middle class and working class people are robbed of is the ability to think. You don't really have time to think. It's done for you, where you just wake up, you go to work, you get your kid ready for school, you have a lunch hour, you talk to your coworkers, you go to happy hour, you come home, you take your kid to basketball practice, and then you got to do homework with your kid, you tire, you go to sleep, and that's it. And this is why a lot of people never really get into investing. Not only money might be tight, but also they just never have the time to actually think. But when you have a little bit of financial freedom and, you know, you can move around your own time, you have a lot of time to think. And by thinking, you actually can make more money. So you make more money when you're actually not really working that hard. Because as Justin said, most people are trained to work from the neck down. Mm-hmm. But what we do is work from the neck up. Mm. So I'm in bed. And I'm just thinking, and my son, like I said, he's a gamer. Like he's gaming is a whole culture for these kids these days. They got a whole, what's the thing that Bron's son is in?
That gaming league.
Yeah, it's a whole gaming crew. Yeah. But anyway, it's a whole subculture. So I'm like, yo, I should start investing in gaming companies. I was already in AMD. They make the chips, but I'm like, I need to get a little bit more. And I already knew about the ETF, but I'm like, let me look into this. So then I looked in the Hero. Yeah. I looked in the Hero, and when I really looked into it, I'm like, nah, this is something that actually makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, Nintendo, NVIDIA, Activision, mm-hmm. Take-Two, their chart is amazing.
Yeah.
And the gaming industry is not slowing down. It's recession-proof. I see firsthand that these kids are addicted to it at a level that I've never seen before. And it's only going up from here. Mm-hmm. I don't think that game has been around since I was a kid, and it's only getting bigger and bigger. So I was looking at a couple option calls on it.
You missed the part.
What?
You called me.
Well, yeah, I called you. Get your opinion, see what you thought about it. We had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm gonna make a play on that on Hero. I think I'm gonna make a play on Hero.
Yeah. So I mean, Hero's an ETF. You left another one out. You said ESPO. So we looked into both of them. And so when we looked at them, obviously they're fairly new. I think they're about 2 to 3 years old ETFs. Usually I like to have the ETFs longer. And so there were some good things. We saw that the chart was good. The volume is kind of low right now, obviously because they're new, but they're cheaper. And one of the things that we don't really like when we trade is we like to do 2 years, right? We like to do long-term. And these ones, I think they don't go past, I think August or September. So typically we don't like it. But like you said, our kids are so much into this gaming world, and esports and iGaming is not going anywhere. It was something we had to look at. So that was one that he looked at. And then on the other end, everybody knows I love DraftKings. They know I love Penn Mutual. And so I was like, look, man, Penn Gaming. I've been looking at it for a while. I said, look, bets, that's going to be my ETF, BETZ. And finally, I've been waiting for like 3 months for them to extend their chain. their option chain. And so they finally extended it to December. And so like, that's something that I'm really looking at. The only thing is with when those chains extend, sometimes the strike prices don't extend with them. And so I think the highest strike price you can get now is like $34. And I think the stock trades at like 29. And so I'm watching that very carefully, but the chart looks good. Obviously, y'all know I love sports betting and iGaming. And so those are two that we were looking at today. Like, this is like a real conversation that we actually had. And I was like, all right, I'm going to send this number. I'm going to send you this number. What do you think? Let's try to make some plays on this.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the things that we did today in Miami. so just wanted to let you guys in on some you know, random Monday conversations that we were having and some Monday plays that we was making in our portfolio. So shout out to
Hero
my guy.
29 looks good. My bad.
You got it, right?
Yeah.
Yep. That's dope. And another thing, Ian, that you mentioned, and it's crazy, right? You mentioned this inside of your presentation, the all-electric federal fleet. So I was like, that's really interesting, right? Because we see a lot of people going into the EV market. And we spoke about kind of like that Hyundai and Apple rumor. And then last week, we spoke about GM and Microsoft. And now, I don't know if anybody saw this, but today, Ford announced that they're going to be teaming up with Google. And so you're starting to see these big, right, these mega large cap companies coming into the auto space through different avenues, man. So it's interesting to watch. So anybody that is like thrilled about EV, you're starting to see these large tech, quote unquote, tech companies come into that space just in a different format. So that's dope.
Yeah. So shout out to my guy Chad from 85 South. He's the business mastermind behind the whole 85 South Media Corporation. And he just got turned on to Market Monday. He's been watching On Your Leisure for a while. He just got turned on to Market Monday. So he's become a big fan. And he hit me today. Like, he asked me about Virgin Galactic. It's funny that he asked me about Virgin Galactic, XBCE. And I was watching another thing. I had a lot of time on my hands today. So I was watching CNBC. And I heard from Matty J actually before that, Elon Musk was on Clubhouse yesterday.
Yeah, credit to Matty J. Yeah,
Elon Musk has the most you can have is 5,000 people in a room. So he was on Clubhouse. He had 5,000 people in a room. And then they like recorded his conversation. They were like listening to his conversation on the phone. And then they had like five other rooms. And all those five other rooms have 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Elon Musk will be on EYL. Let's just go. Let's just go for it. Elon Musk will be on EYL and Market Mondays, a doubleheader in 2021. We're going to make that happen. Speaking into existence right now.
Shout out to the meme dealers. Matty J is a supreme hustler. He bought the URL and everything as soon as Elon said it.
Yeah. Matty J is crazy, man.
Shout out to Matty J.
So I say that to say space tourism. Space tourism is a new thing. Well, it's going to be a new thing.
Yo, every time I think about space tourism, I start thinking about Cedric the Entertainer, like when he was on Kings of Comedy. Like, they really trying to leave us.
Yeah.
They want to leave us here on Earth.
Yeah.
They want to leave us here. They're going to travel to Mars and leave us here.
Yeah. So space tourism is a big thing. SpaceX, Elon announced yesterday, SpaceX will be going. Yeah, but they'll be taking passengers, which he talked about before, but they'll be taking passengers into outer space. And Virgin Galactic, they had some issues in December, but they said hopefully the kinks will be worked out by February, and they're gonna be taking passengers into outer space as well. So with that, the price went up. It went up
21%.
Yeah, $9 today, $5 in the after hour. Virgin Galactic stock is on the rise, but it's also pretty high on the put list. So that's why Chad, I put that in the chat. Like, can y'all talk about that? So, how do you feel about Virgin Galactic?
Fire. Kudos to my guy, Kobe. I think Kobe's been in it, 2 years or a year and a half. Amazing. It's too high right now. If I can get it around 30 or 28, 22, stock club members don't kill me. You're going to have to hold it for a year and a half, 2 years, but amazing. That, of course, SpaceX, amazing. But SPC is a good hold. It's too damn high to buy right now because it's at the top of every. Yeah, it's too high right now. You got to wait for it to pull back to 30 or 35. If you just have to get in, you guys can get in 40. And I know some of you are like, yo, you always saying wait to get back. It's like waiting those 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get in can have a profound impact on the percentages that you get. And then also when you wait for your spots, you have a tendency to then fire at other positions that will be in your favor because now you're confident. If you win one trade and lose another, you're going to tend to pull back. But if you're getting them at the right time, you'll be good. But that's homework assignment. The high of SPCE is 59.49. What is the 50% value line? What's the 20% value line? And what's the 55% value line? I want you guys to put that in chat. And then you can kind of mark off those areas. You have to wait for it to pull back. Or you can do whatever you choose to do. Whatever you choose
to do. So. All right. To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Bag drop. F*** a mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.